3-step framework to get the high quality traffic into your sales funnels. Hello everyone, my name is Rishabh Jain. I am a digital funnel specialist and the founder of Freedom Funnels Hub and your host for this podcast, The Rishabh Jain Show, digital marketing podcast for side hustlers. And in today's episode, I am going to talk about 3-step framework that will help you to get the high quality traffic into your sales funnels. Okay, so this is the framework that I'm going to share with you is something which is going to change the game for you, because this is the framework that I have discovered, I have crafted by myself, and I have just learned this after going through so much struggle, after spending I would say thousands of dollars and years of my time, because I was trying hard to get the results, and I was like trying everything, but recently I realized that after trying hundreds of things, thousands of things, and doing almost everything, I did paid ads, I did SEO, I did social media, I did everything that is needed to get the traffic, and ultimately, and not only that, but I also tried to build my personal brand, but let me tell you that the most important thing is something which is I'm going to share with you in this framework. So if you follow these three things that I'm going to tell you, then you will get if you follow this three-step framework, you will get very high quality traffic, because this is something which is like a strategy. It's not a tactic. It's a strategy, and it is going to work not today, but it's going to work for I would say forever. Okay, for even if you will share it after 5 years, even then it will be relevant. Even if you share it with someone after 10 years, even then it will be relevant. So let me tell you what this framework is all about. This framework, I call this framework as TAT. Yes, this is called TAT framework. So the TAT framework, the first thing is trust. Okay, trust is the first and the most important thing. If you really want to get the high quality traffic into your sales funnels, then you have to build the trust with your audience. Okay, trust is the one of the most important factor. What people do, what most of the people try to do is they just simply try to get people and sell things without establishing any kind of trust. People run ads and they just try to get the attention and try to sell on the first go. Okay, and even if you are offering something for free, there are very less chances that the person will start trusting you so easily. Okay, people need time to actually trust someone, right? Come on, you know, like just put yourself in the real situation and just see, do you trust someone, a stranger, very easily? I don't think so. You will do it, okay? If you are meeting with someone, will you give the money to that person? If he will offer you something, will you pay him a money? No, you will not pay him. Even if you have met the person couple of times, like 2, 3, or 4 times, even then maybe you will not feel comfortable, because you may feel, okay, maybe I will lose my money, right? So anyone who is spending money with you, first, that person needs to build the trust with you, okay? And if that person started trusting you, he or she will spend the money and he or she will buy your product, okay? So the aim of getting the traffic is not just to get the low quality traffic. Ultimately, we want high quality traffic that actually converts into sales, right? So that is why you have to build the trust. And now, how to build the trust? So let me share it in brief. You can build the trust with consistency. This is one of the most important thing. When you show up consistently, when you are in front of your audience with consistency, they will start trusting you because they are watching you again and again and again and again and again. Okay, they are watching you every single day. They are listening you. They are seeing you that yes, you are actually doing. You are actually sharing value. You are actually helping them helping them to get what they want. Okay, if they have a problem, you are trying to solve that problem with your content, right? So because you are consistent, so consistency in itself is something which builds the trust, because most of the people are not consistent with what they do, and if you are consistent, they will start seeing you like, yes, this guy has something, this guy is very determined, this guy is very, very consistent with what he do. So because of that, they will start idealizing you, because they also want to be consistent, right? So consistency is something which helps you to build a very strong trust with your audience, right? So I just want to say, if you really want to build the trust, be consistent with your content. Just show up again and again and again to your audience with consistency and they will start trusting you, okay? So this is the first piece of the puzzle, T, that is trust, and you will build it with the help of consistency. Now, the second point is authority. Yes, I have just said what is the most important thing, authority. So you have the trust. People started trusting you, right? But still, they are not sure that whether you are the right person or not. They trust you that yes, you are the good person, but they don't know whether you will be able to help them, whether you will be able, you have the enough knowledge, okay? So for that, you have to build the authority. And for authority, to build the authority, you have to position yourself as a subject matter expert. You have to understand the problem that your target market is facing, and you have to give them the solution. Right, you have to give them the solution. Come up with the content that actually show them your area of expertise. Show them that yes, you know what you are talking about. Right, you have the real knowledge that can help them. So when you show them this thing with your content, then they will start seeing you as an authority. Because they don't know all those stuff that you are sharing, but they know that these stuff is the solution of their problem. So they will start seeing you as an authority. And when they start seeing you as an authority, and when they have the trust with you, this magic starts happen. Okay. So now the big question is how to build the authority. So there are a couple of ways of doing it. Best way of building the authority is if you can write and publish a book. I'm not talking about ebook, okay? If you are publishing an ebook, it will not build that kind of authority. It will give you some level of authority if you are aggressively promoting your ebook. But you need to have a published book, okay? You need to have a physical book published. And when you have your book published, you will be an published author, and because of that, you will automatically become an authority. The people will start considering you the expert of that topic, the topic in which you have written the book. And because of that, you become the authority. So this is very important. This is the number one way, but this is the hard way, because most of the people cannot write the book. They keep thinking about it, but they cannot do it. Or maybe they will do, I don't know when. Even I am also fall in the same category. I'm thinking to write the book from past 2 years. But I am actually never able to do that. Okay. I have written a couple of ebooks. They are like 4,000, 5,000 words, but I never published a book. And it is in my roadmap. I have the outline ready. But yes, I'm not consistent with writing. So it happens with most of the people. But if you can do that, you will become an authority. Now, there are a couple of other ways. Okay. So if you cannot write a book, at least you should have a blog. And you should write decent length of articles, like more than 1,000 words of articles with consistency, and share it. Okay. Try to rank for these articles. Do proper SEO. Extremely sorry. And then also come up with a good quality YouTube videos. Okay. And if I'm talking about good quality, it's not just about editing. If you can do the editing stuff, it's good. But the content, the quality of the content should be good. And when you come up with a good quality content, they will start considering you the authority. If you are actually, if every piece of content that you are putting out there is actually helping them or actually triggering something in their mind, it is motivating them, or it is actually asking them a question which triggers their mind, or if they got some value, some knowledge from your content, they will start seeing you as an authority, because they see, okay, this guy, whenever this guy shares something, I actually feel connected. So this is how you build the authority. And also the very, very important way of building the authority is collaborating with other influencers, collaborating with other people in the same niche, okay, or even in other niches. But when you collaborate with other influencers, other authors, other famous personalities of different industries, when you do interviews with them, you go live with them, you will borrow their authority. And people will start seeing you as an authority, because you are connecting with all these guys and you are talking to them. You are taking their interviews. Even sometimes you go to other people's show as a guest. So all these things will help you to build the authority. Writing books, collaborating with authors, collaborating with influencers, doing interviews, inviting other people to your show. All these things will help you to build the authority. And when you have the authority, then the third thing comes, and that is the traffic. You get, so TAT, the first one is trust, second one is authority, and third one is traffic. So now the traffic that you are getting in the third step, it's the high quality traffic. Because the people who trust you and the people who consider you as an authority are definitely going to check your website. And when they come to your website, these are those people who trust you, who consider you authority, and because of that, there are very high chances that they will be going to buy your product. They will be definitely going to buy your product. Most of the people will sign up for your programs. They will become your lead, and then you can even nurture them with follow-up sequences. and build even more trust, more authority, and then just sell them. Okay, so it's all about these three things. If you try to get the traffic in other ways, you may or may not get the high quality traffic. But if you follow this framework, you are definitely going to get the high quality traffic. And I know that this method is actually a little bit time taking process, but there is no shortcut in the game. Okay, there is no shortcuts. You have to put effort. You have to put effort. So you need at least 3 to 6 months to actually build this trust and authority. And once you have this trust and authority, by putting work for 3 to 6 months, at least, it may take even more. It may take 1 year, 2 year, or 3 year as well. But after that, you can sell. Okay, you can come up with your coaching programs. You can come up with your courses. You can come up with your digital products, your software. You can come up with your services. Okay, so you can build your business around it. Okay. So if you have a long-term vision, if you really want to become an entrepreneur and stay long-term in the game, you need to you need to build the trust and authority. And for that, this framework is perfect, because ultimately you are going to get the very high quality traffic to your products and services. And even if you are struggling from a certain period of time, You can try this. I have told you how to build the trust. I have told you how to build the authority. Just try these methods. Try to be consistent and try to build the authority by writing a book or by collaborating with other influencers, by doing interviews, by taking interviews, by going to other people's shows. Just try these things and you will see the change. Okay. So this is my framework, TAT framework. I have just shared with you. And I hope that you got the value and you actually learned something valuable from today's episode. So if you think that today's episode is actually helpful and it was valuable, then just share it with your friends, share it with your family members, because I need your support to reach out to more and more people. So just share it. It will help me a lot and it means the world to me. Don't forget to subscribe my podcast in whatever platform you're listening. Just go to my page, go to the page of my podcast and just subscribe it, okay? So that you will get notified about all the future episodes. And also, if you want, you can share it in your Instagram story. Just share this episode in your Instagram story so that this episode could reach to more and more people. And also, you can tag me there. My Instagram handle is @RapRishabJain. That is @RapRishabJain. So just do it. And I will be more than happy to connect with you. I will reshare the story. And even we can talk on the DM as well. So that's all for today's episode, guys. See you in the next episode very soon. Till then, stay awesome, stay blessed. Thank you.